Well, tonight's the night when the man himself pays a visit to children all over the world. And as we heard earlier, conditions are expected to be good. Now, in advance of Santa's visit, News Today reporter Florence Okoje asked the children of Scultras an Naofa in Dublin about their preparations for his arrival.
I have a tradition on Christmas with my ma. We go out to town and we buy stuff for my cousins, and then we go back home, and then we go to my nanny's, and then we go to the church, and then we pray, and then we go back home and have dinner.
With just one more sleep to go until the most anticipated day of the year, the festive spirit is at an all-time high. Stockings are being hung, last-minute presents are being bought, and children across the country are buzzing with excitement as they look forward to all the things that make Christmas so special.
Watching movies and going to my auntie's and going lots of places like town.
Going out to my nanny's for my Christmas dinner because she said that she's going to make me my favourite turkey and ham.
Probably spend time with my family because you don't always get to spend time with them every day.
Me ma being happy.
Probably going to my nanny's and having me dinner and playing with my cousins.
I always go to my auntie Pam's and she has a huge party, and I ask my friend Eileen to come over and we play together.
I really like when my nanny cooks me stuff.
Open every present.
And as everyone makes sure that every box is ticked off before the big day, no one has a longer to-do list than Santa Claus himself. With so many children on the nice list this year, it seems that the requests are piling up faster than presents under the tree.
I want a DJ kit and a boxing bag.
A fur coat but in pink. A fur coat in blue, and Sol de Janeiro, bubble, skincare, glow recipe, and a bike.
Toys, teddies.
I'm getting a doll and a pram and nails and a Shane Hall.
I really want Snow to do a snowball fight and throw it at my brother.
A cream fur coat, an IMA watch, a SIM card, a gymnastic bar and Sol de Janeiro and a surprise.
And do you think Santa will get you all of that?
Well, I think so, yeah.
I've been very good this year.
I haven't got a call yet.
While presents are the main attraction, for many, the chance to meet the jolly man would be the ultimate Christmas treat. But for those who haven't yet had that chance, they have their own ideas of what the North Pole native might be like.
Fat and has a white beard.
Nice. That's a lot.
But if you're one of the lucky few, you may have already crossed paths.
I met him before in Lapland. He's tall, he's fat, and he has a white beard.
So whether you're eagerly awaiting Santa's visit or hoping to get that special gift, here's hoping that everyone gets their longed-for Christmas wish.
The children of Scultras an Naofa in Dublin, they were talking to Florence Okoje.